Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Rickette Collins from McDonald's. We're back with Rickette in just a moment.
It's true. I'm a smoker. I wish I wasn't, but I am. I'm aware of the health effects.
New reports show cigarettes greatly affect
I've heard
health.
All the ads.
Quit smoking today.
I've read all the warnings.
Smoking causes cancer and heart disease.
And while I agree with every single one of them, I also know that nicotine is incredibly addictive. So while I appreciate all the reminders why I shouldn't do it, what I really need is a way to stop.
SoonerCare provides quitting benefits to its members. Talk to your healthcare provider about how SoonerCare can help you quit and call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline for free, non-judgmental support and new free tools to help you beat tobacco your own way. You may qualify for a free starter kit with patches, gum, or lozenges, free text and email support, 24/7 phone coaching, and more. Visit okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The Helpline is brought to you by TSET and SoonerCare.
Rickette Collins with McDonald's is the current chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. And she says it's important for McDonald's to be a part of this effort to deliver answers to consumers about how beef is produced in a safe, wholesome, and sustainable way.
Ron, I work at McDonald's in our global supply chain group, and we've been a part of U.S. Roundtable since its inception. We're a founding member. And really, it's about helping to define sustainability and implement it throughout the entire value chain in a way that we can talk to our end customers. So our customers are very proud to come and eat at McDonald's, but they always want to know more about where their food came from, how the animals were treated, how things happened in the supply chain.
Do you think the consumers have evolved and are more curious today than ever before?
Yes, the customers are very intrigued by their food. They want to know more about it. You know, McDonald's is trying to become a modern and progressive burger company. It's all about burgers for us, and we're proud of our heritage. But we have to continue to evolve and see what the customers are asking for and be able to help answer the questions they have.
How do you feel that things have come together to this point?
Yeah, it's been quite an evolution as we've brought the U.S. Roundtable together, which was formed in 2015. It is a multi-stakeholder group, and it goes across every avenue of the beef value chain, including those allied industries and NGO groups who also have a good understanding of the environment, sustainability, and have a seat at the table to help come to the table and talk about how we look at sustainability, how we measure its effectiveness, how we really understand how we can take the great work that the U.S. beef industry has done for many years and bring that to a place that we can communicate and educate.
There's some cattle producers out there that are suspicious of this type of an effort. What do you think is in it for that end of the chain, the cattle producer?
Yes, certainly anytime there's something new or there's change, I think you're going to have people who want to know more about it, who are skeptical. You know, the U.S. Roundtable is very open to sharing what we're doing. We're going to be sharing our information in May of this year for public comment, so we want that input. You know, our goal is to have a platform for continuous improvement, to take great practices that already exist today and just formalize those in a way that they can be adopted or further enhanced within supply chains at the cow-calf level, the feedlot level, all the way through to the retail space. And, you know, I think that if people have questions or they want to know more about what we're doing or they're skeptical, we want to talk about it and we want to help bring that story to the cow-calf producer all the way to that end customer.
I guess what the booklet that was out today at this particular meeting, the metrics, is it going to be available online so folks can take a look in that venue?
Yes. So our indicators and metrics, which were finalized at the end of 2017, there's a summary report available on the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef's website. And certainly, if you want to know more, you can reach out to the U.S. Roundtable administrator, and she can get you the information that you're looking for.
Where do you want to see this whole process go?
Yeah, I think from McDonald's perspective, we would love to see the roundtable continue to evolve, find ways to take these indicators and metrics and put them in practice and be able to bring that in a way to tell the story to our customers, but also in a way to educate within the value chain and show that every step in the process has a role to play when it comes to sustainability and that there are great stories to tell and there will be more great stories in the future. And then for us, we want to be able to connect those dots and talk about that at the end of the day with our customers and answer the questions that they have about our supply chain.
Rickett Collins of McDonald's. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.